And the thing you used to at the sink to turn the water on, that's called a
faucet.
And what about out in your yard? To turn the, you know, what you can hook your hose up to.
I said that's, we call them a water faucet.
Okay, a faucet for all three things.
Yeah.
Now,
in our young days, well, we didn't have nothing like that. Didn't know what a water pump was. That old water pump was just get that bucket and rope. I mean, that's the way we had to water our stock. Right out of the well with a well bucket. And the well was 90 feet deep. And we had to water all that stock out of that well.
Any other name for bucket?
For bucket.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's what they call them. That's what they call them now, pail. But they used to call them just a bucket.
Uh-huh. Which word? Which would you use?
Now, with pail.
Uh-huh. That's water. What you use now?
Yeah. But we used to call them water buckets, but they were water pail.
Uh-huh. What about the thing you carry food out to the hogs?
Yeah. You slop bucket. That's what we always call them, slop bucket. I still call them a slop bucket.
And where would you keep chickens?
A chicken house.
What else? What would you have for the mother hen and the baby chick?
Chicken coop.
How was that built?
It was built just like a house, just a little bit of something.
Uh-huh.
Built the same way you do a house, with just you build it up like that. And box up each end of it and cut your hole big enough for the mother hen to go in. With a little door, and when they're going out, we just let the door down. We always call them chicken coops.
And you keep the mother hen and the baby shut up in there?
Yeah. Keep them in there till the next morning until the dew dries off and then let them out.
Uh-huh. What would you call a hen on a nest of eggs?
Sitting hen.
Mm-hmm. And if you wanted to make a hen start laying, what could you put in her nest to fool her?
You mean we always use a doorknob,
mm-hmm.
White doorknob. That's what we use. But now they use artificial eggs.
What are they made out of?
The artificial egg?
Uh-huh.
I don't know what they made out of. Plastic.
Yeah.
What about if you had a good set of dishes, they'd be made out of?
You mean the different kind of dishes?
Well, your best dishes would be made out of
china.
Mm-hmm. Are we talking about china?
Uh-huh. What about an egg made out of that?
Egg made out of china?
Uh-huh.
It's Chinese.
You mean to make eggs out of china in plastic too?
Yeah, did you ever see an egg made out of china?
I don't believe I have.
Well, what would you call that?
You mean what would I call that egg?
Mm-hmm.
A China egg?
Did you ever hear of people putting something like a China egg in the nest?
No, that's what I'm telling you now. We always call them doughnuts. We've always, that's what we use for eggs or doughnuts. But these artificial eggs, that's what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Artificial eggs. Yeah, I don't know what they're made out of, but they said they're made out of plastic and but that's what they are, artificial eggs.
To break up the ground for planting, you break up to get the ground ready for planting. You break it up with a
breaking plow. A turning. We used to call them a turning plow.
What different kinds of plows were there?
A turning plow, it just turns the dirt one way.
Mm-hmm.
And a bedder throws it both ways.
A bedder?
We call them bedders.
What does that look like?